audio version of Michael Lehtman's blog. June 17, 2017, The Life of a Kabbalists. Question: how does a Kabbalist of your level deceive his own egoism? Answer: I don't need to deceive it. I simply act to attract the upper light and try day and night in all circumstances to arrange contact with the Creator, convincing myself that there is none else besides Him and that all this is only goodness. And I am presented with such terrible and incomprehensible states in which I must confirm all this. In addition, a Kabbalist says a multitude of various calculations when he enters the state of Abhavima, and so on. Working in three lines, he begins to orient and live in this system. Question: does a Kabbalist convince himself? I thought that there is none else besides him is as natural a feeling for you as the ability to see for the sighted. Answer: no, it isn't so. If you reach the very last degree and reveal on the last egoistic level that there is none else besides him, only then do you really feel that in all manifestation of our animal and spiritual egoism there is no one but the Creator, because you revealed him in your heaviest desires. The fact is that there are some events behind which a Kabbalist sees this single force, and there are other events behind which he still doesn't see it, but tomorrow he'll try to see it and he will see. Question: should a Kabbalist see this single force behind the external events of our world? Answer: of course, he should see it behind all the events of our world and the spiritual world. Practically, there is no division into two worlds. We just perceive it this way relative to ourselves. From the Kabbalah lesson in Russian, January 29, 2017. Why does the Book of Zohar use corporeal images? Question: why does the Book of Zohar use images like grass, rivers, crocodiles, etc.? Answer: the Book of Zohar was written on the level of the upper world and uses its terminology. At the same time, it uses the terminology of our world, although it means to express the upper forces and spiritual attributes that yield the outcomes, such as a table, chair, man, tree, sun, etc. This is called the language of the branches. In addition, the Book of Zohar uses the language of Kabbalah. In the upper world, where there are no worldly names and terms, the Book of Zohar uses the pure physical mathematical language of Kabbalah. From the Kabbalah lesson in Russian, February 5, 2017. Answers to your questions, Part 174. Question: why is Kedusha, holiness, including the sanctity of Kabbalah books, connected to bestowal? Answer: because Kedusha's bestowal and love. Question: what are talismans for a livelihood? On the psychological level, they could help a person, making him rich, healthy, and successful without interfering in his spiritual advancement at all. Or is it considered that you are stealing from spirituality and it would be preferable not to be involved with it? Answer: a person must be concerned about how to live in order to attain the Creator. If a bird's nest chances before you. Torah, Deuteronomy: if a bird's nest chances before you on the road, on any tree, or on the ground, and it contains fledglings or eggs, if the mother is sitting upon the fledglings or upon the eggs, you shall not take the mother upon the young. You shall send away the mother, and then you may take the young for yourself, in order that it should be good for you, and you should lengthen your days. This is a very complicated provision for which there are many explanations. How can it be possible to take from the mother her young or the eggs that she is incubating? She will fly after you and pitifully cry for her children, those warm bundles that you are holding in your hands. That's how it looks in the scriptures of Torah. Is this the mercy it is teaching us? Is it allowed to do this? At least give the young a chance to mature and have their own offspring. The Torah allegorically speaks about that which is completely incomprehensible in our world. In this case, the mother bird is Bina. Her children are those characteristics of Bina that she, through Zeranpin, passes to Malkhut. That is why you can take her initial characteristics and, by using them, develop yourself in such a way that your egoism would receive altruistic intentions. That is, you take these characteristics with the goal of correction in order for you to be better in the future. That is how in the Torah, allegorically, it speaks about spiritual work. There are many writings on the theme of Malkhut receiving characteristics of Bestowal with the help of which she corrects herself. But this tremendous opportunity for the correction of Malkhut has nothing to do with any birds or fledglings or eggs. It is not simple to receive the characteristics of Bina and correct Malkhut. That is why it is said that from this you should lengthen your days. Because by receiving the characteristics of Bestowal from Bina and correcting Malkhut, you extend her existence, making her eternal. It says, if a bird's nest chances before you on the road, on any tree, or on the ground. On the ground means on your spiritual path when you go to climb the tree of life. The mother is sitting upon the fledglings or upon the eggs, means that Bina is incubating Malkhut, wanting to pass to her, her own characteristics. This is her goal, her whole life. If the aspiration to acquire the characteristics of Bestowal is born within Malkhut, it means that the person found a connection with Bina. He can take them from Bina and use them within himself, within Malkhut. He releases the bird, Bina, because he cannot work with her, but with the newborn young, droplets of Bestowal, he can. From CabTV's Secrets of the Eternal Book, September 28, 2016.